You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study looks at where the coronavirus is most likely to spread. It also offers more evidence on why lower-income people tend to be at greater risk. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with some details.
Well, this new study, which was published in the journal Nature, says just 10% of the locations people visit appear to account for 80% of coronavirus infections. Those places include restaurants, houses of worship, gyms, and hotels. One researcher says if you reduce their capacity by 20%, you could curb COVID transmissions by 80%.
And why is having lower income a risk factor?
The study says many lower-income people are essential workers. They can't do their jobs from home. It also says a visit to a grocery store is twice as dangerous for a lower-income individual compared to someone in a higher-income bracket. The study says stores in poorer areas had almost 60% more shoppers per square foot per hour. That could be because there are fewer stores in those neighborhoods, so they get more crowded.
And this data draws from the trackers in our phones?
They analyzed anonymous data from the cell phones of 98 million people living in 10 major U.S. cities, tracking their movements. They made an outbreak model that mostly matched actual coronavirus outbreaks. Of course, they can't say for sure where people caught COVID. They also didn't have phone location data on visits to nursing homes or schools.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.